Welcome back to the Matt Buff Show. Israeli elections happening now today. Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi making another comeback run. We got a lot to talk about too with everything going on with Israel, United States, and a special award for President Donald Trump. David Schoen is on the Matt Buff Show, ZOA Chairman of the Board and co-founder of the ZOA Center for Law and Justice. Great to have you, David.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Well, first of all, great work representing President Donald Trump in that phony impeachment on the second time they tried to do it. So great work on that. Just wanted to tell you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Benjamin Netanyahu today. What do you think?
Well, I speak now for myself, not for the ZOA, since the ZOA is not a political organization. I'm hoping he has great success, quite frankly. I think that we need stability in the government in Israel. He brought stability before. He brought a terrific economy. He brought the great, best semblance of security you can have when you're living with enemies right at your doorstep.
I want Ev, and I will be posting the updates on that as the election results come in. I want everybody to check out the Zionist Organization of America. We'll post the links on thebuffshow.com. Now, David, you're going to be honoring President Donald J. Trump with the Theodore Herzl Gold Medallion in the next couple of weeks here. Talk about what that is and what it entails.
Sure. Well, this is a very special award that's only been given in the past on a couple of occasions to prime ministers of Israel, frankly. But I think the ZOA made a decision that Donald Trump has been the best friend that Israel has had in the White House, quite frankly, based on his record, not based on anything else but the facts and the record. So this is a very special award. It's going to be on November 13th at the gala at Pier 60. And just to give you some sense of it, just in a nutshell, despite the fact that he was under the gun with the Mueller investigation and all sorts of other distractions, during President Trump's tenure as president, think about the accomplishments just with respect to Israel. And that, of course, is the ZOA's focus, the strengthening of ties between America and Israel and the security of Israel and the Jewish people around the world. So under President Trump's watch and at his initiative, we have the Abraham Accords, peace agreements with the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and so on. The Taylor Force Act. Now, Taylor Force was a great American who was killed by a terrorist. And finally, we had hoped, put an end to this pay-for-slay business, paying the Palestinian Authority, paying terrorists who kill American citizens and others, giving them what they call martyr money, sick program. And we said we're not going to continue funding the Palestinian Authority if they continue to endorse these things, make these payments, and so on. Withdrawing from the United Nations Human Rights Council, completely anti-Semitic, anti-American, anti-Israeli, body in the UN, corrupt, have some of the world's greatest supporters of terrorism leading the body. And we just said the United States can't be a part of that on principle. It's the first time that I've seen, at least, a president time after time put principle over political expedience, confirming that the United States Embassy in Jerusalem is our embassy and the place of our embassy, where the country of Israel, like every other country, says the embassy should be and is the eternal capital of the state of Israel. That was appropriate. Title VI, you know, making protection on college campuses against anti-Semitic attacks so that religion is covered. And finally, you know, not finally, but one of the other things, recognizing that the Golan Heights belongs to the state of Israel, should belong to the state of Israel, and always will belong to the state of Israel. Those are just some of the things.
We don't see Biden meeting with Israeli leaders. We don't see any kind of steps taken to protect the sovereignty of Israel or our relationship like we did under Trump. I mean, you mentioned moving the embassy to Jerusalem in record time, the Abraham Accords, everything you talked about, that was all done within a couple years, which was quite remarkable.
Right. It was a matter, as I say, of standing up for principle. Listen, in previous administrations, we refused to call terrorists terrorists. That ought to be a pretty basic thing. When a person goes into a pizzeria, for example, strapped with a bomb and kills two American young women, like they did in the Shatsky case in a town in Israel, Karni Shomron, on a Saturday night. That's terrorism. Let's call it that. And that person was paid for by the Palestinian Authority, as many, many others have been. Many of the police within the Palestinian security apparatus have been involved in terrorist acts against Americans. I've represented American citizens in seeking redress for these kinds of things. But we refused before to call them terrorists. And now, again, we've got looming this Iran deal, which is a horrific deal for America and for the world and for Israel. And we're right back having the same people negotiating who negotiated under the President Obama's administration. We had stepped away from that thing on principle under the Trump administration. And again, I say these things as political matters in my own capacity as a lawyer and as an American citizen. The ZOA doesn't take a political position on things, but these are facts relating to Israel and the United States.
Well, they're facts based on the award, too, that he's going to be given. So that's an important thing to notice. I want to go back to the pay to slay. I mean, you uncovered this. Number one is the mainstream media picked up on this, and how much progress have you made to stop this horrific practice?
Well, I thought we had made a great deal of progress. There had been some terrific sponsors of the Taylor Force Act, for example, but also just exposing this program. It's really against American law to be funding terrorism against American citizens. That's a basic fundamental fact. But under the Trump administration, we finally took a step to say, Abbas, first of all, distance yourself from this program. Acknowledge that this program exists and that it shouldn't exist any longer and put a stop to it. He refused to do that. In fact, they had a woman running the program who was the wife of one of the arch terrorists in the Middle East, and they called them martyr programs. What I uncovered during a case that I was litigating over there is that people around the world are writing, in other terrorist groups are writing in support of this kind of program. They call it euphemistically, you know, a social welfare program. Well, after all, the poor terrorist, you know, his family now is left without him because he's in prison or dead, and therefore they should provide support payments to that person's family. Absolutely not. They should, by doing that, they incentivize that kind of terrorism. It's not just the payments, by the way. They put up statues and memorials in towns around territory controlled by the Palestinian Authority in honoring. They name stadiums after terrorists. So that's the exact opposite message. And it's appropriate for the United States to stand firmly against that, to call it out for what it is, and to refuse to fund it. Remember, money is fungible. So if we continue to give money to the PA, knowing that they're channeling money to those kinds of terrorist payments, and it's not just to the terrorist himself or herself, it's to the families also. And one other thing I want to say on this point, and again, it may sound political, but it's a fact. We have members of Congress who have endorsed and supported people who have committed acts of terrorism. I'm speaking here specifically about members of the hate squad, Tlaib and Omar. There's no question about it. They have, Tlaib has had a terrorist in her office. Condemn them. They give lip service to certain condemnation. But when it comes to endorsing people who we know have been involved in these horrific terrorist acts, they refuse to distance themselves from them. And that isn't appropriate either.
No, it's not. And that brings me to my next question. You guys do an appointment watch. Biden's hostile to an Israel appointments watch on ZOA.org. And I'm going down the list about how these people are just completely anti-Semitic. And it goes right with what Rashida Tlaib, a Muslim, and all the rest of them that are just basically wearing it on their sleeve right now, that they have no respect for the Jewish state.
Right. Listen, there are plenty of Muslims who, you know, support security and security for the state of Israel. Also, some great people who serve in the state of Israel in government and in the military who are Muslim. There's certainly nothing, you know, antithetical about being Muslim and supporting the state of Israel. The problem is we have people here rallying cries within Islam. Again, Congress, members of Congress and so on. And that's a perversion, I believe, of the religion. I represent a fellow right now, a young man who was walking in Times Square on the day of an Israel Day parade and was attacked by four Arab Americans in Times Square in New York, beaten brutally. They've been charged with hate crimes now criminally, and he's suing them civilly. But this can't be tolerated. It didn't get a lot of press. These kinds of incidents need to be exposed more. And by the way, in the course of researching that case, I found studies that show a direct link between the rhetoric of this hate squad, Tlaib, Omar, AOC, and the others, and the increase in anti-Semitic violent acts. I think there's no question about it. Responsible organizations have tracked it, monitored it, and reported it. But again, we don't see it in the mainstream media.
No, we don't. Absolutely not. Well, we want everybody to check out the site. This is going to be a heck of an award. And Kevin McCarthy's also on the docket there. By then, David, he should be probably Speaker of the House.
Well, we'll see, but certainly a big election coming up, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for breaking all this down today. And it's a really cool award that you're doing for President Trump. Well-deserved. And I really wanted to highlight that today. And hopefully Israel goes in the right path with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what we're looking for.
Thank you very much. November 13th, New York City, the gala, TOA. Thank you.